radio show. The history the government hopes you never learn. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. And I'm watching the corporate media feed in my office here. It's the top of the hour. Breaking news here. A dolphin has been stranded near Huntington Beach. Now, don't get me wrong. I think dolphins are cool. And I think nature is cool and everything. But is this what they think America needs to be hearing right now? At the top of the hour. Ooh, dolphin. Picture of a dolphin flopping around in the mud. You know, and don't get me wrong. I hope they get the dolphin out of there. It's a kind, humane thing to do. But we're talking about, you know, the same government that's getting ready to starve your kids so that they can pay for more bombs for the Pentagon to go and murder kids on the other side of the planet. And compared to that, I'm sorry, the dolphin just isn't cutting it for me. Meanwhile, getting back to a situation over there regarding Israel. Israel is getting ready to sue the Swiss banks yet again for Holocaust reparations. The idea is basically Israel has come up with a magic number that they say they know was deposited by Jews into Swiss banks during the Holocaust, has never been withdrawn, therefore they want the Swiss banks to simply turn it over to them. Now, this has already gone to court in Switzerland, and they've said there is no documentary proof of any of these claims, therefore, no, we're not going to just hand over a couple of billion dollars to you. So Israel has come to the United States because there is a new U.S. law in the United States that allows Israel to sue any other country on planet Earth in the American courts as long as the word Holocaust is involved in there. Now, I think probably these other countries are going to say, no, the U.S. courts do not have jurisdiction in our country. And if Israel gets a settlement in this U.S. court, and they will, the U.S. court system rolls over for Israel time and time again. Look how quickly they kicked out the dancing Israelis and sent them back home. Or how they literally gave a get-out-of-jail-free card to the AIPAC spies when that scandal broke. And the U.S. will simply say, well, we will simply take the fine out of your monies coming in and out of our financial system. At which point, the Swiss will just cut off all connection with the American banking system. It is no longer the must-go-through place for world commerce, and that's something that I think the American government isn't quite up to speed on. All these other nations on Earth are developing their own economic chains of communication so that they don't have to go through the U.S. anymore. But this is just another case of the Israelis saying, Holocaust, Holocaust, you're getting me money. Money, 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 money. Meanwhile, up in Toronto, you ever wonder how all this money that is given to Israel to make payments for the Holocaust and stuff never seems to get to the few surviving actual survivors from those Nazi slave labor camps? We were reporting just a week ago about how this woman who actually survived the slave labor camps, and she's living in Israel now, and she's going through trash cans trying to find food. And you wonder, how is it that so much money is being paid to Israel for Holocaust reparations, and it never reaches the actual people that are being waved around and saying, see, we got to take care of these people? So up in Toronto, apparently the authorities there just uncovered yet another one of these frauds involving Holocaust survivor funds, $60 million that was supposed to be for survivors of the Nazi slave labor camps, just taken, gone. It's just the crookedest deal you could ever imagine. Over in Oklahoma City, federal prosecutors have charged a 74-year-old attorney named John Milton Merritt with stealing from orphans. Ooh, there's an honorable man there for you. But not to be outdone and to make sure that you're not paying attention to these kind of stories, we've got a new Nazi Holocaust story. Remember, Dumnyanyuk basically passed away. They don't have him to wave around and say, Nazi war criminal, Nazi war criminal. So now they're going after this 91-year-old guy up in Canada, up in Quebec. He's a beekeeper. He sells honey for a living. And Israel's now screaming, he's a Nazi! He's a Nazi! He single-handedly built all the death camps himself. And they're going to go after another one. 91 years old. Don't they have better things to be doing in the 21st century? We'll be right back.
Hey, meat eaters, the freeze-dry guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dry guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The Freeze Dry Guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes six number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every Meat Eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our one-year-plus Meat Eater's units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the Freeze Dry Guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
Chlorine, fluoride, pathogens, and more are in the water you drink day to day. Do you want the ability to remove and reduce those harmful things in the water you drink? You can. How? With a Berkey water filter. A complete standalone gravity filter system that requires no electricity and no plumbing. Use for emergencies or for every day. Berkey systems come in seven different sizes. Where can you get one? From GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com. With the purchase of each system, you get 50% off accessories, such as fluoride filters, water level spigot, and sport bottles. Plus, free shipping on all orders over $25. For a limited time, get 5% off all ceramic systems when you use coupon code RBN. Call GetBerkey at 855-GetBerkey. That's 855-438-2375. Or visit GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com.
If you are a vendor dealer who sells any equipment or service that costs more than $15,000, we can help you make the sale through our low-cost lease finance programs. We are good in all 50 states, including Canada, and we have a very wide credit window. Call Bob New today at 888-639-2621 and let us explain in more detail how we can help you make more sales. Call Bob New today, 888-639-2621.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there's only one, Pure Effect Ultra. It features advanced anti-radiation technology and is constantly rated 5 stars as the number one system for reduction of fluoride, drug and chemtrail residues, heavy metals, and more. It raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and provides virtually instant clean water on demand, all while using no electricity. Want to learn more? Visit PureEffectFilters.com. That's PureEffectFilters.com.
Border guard in uniform takes a shooting position on a hill not far away. A sniper rifle to his eye, you can see him taking aim. The crack of gunfire, two innocent ones fall.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. We're talking about the latest chapter in the ongoing saga to somehow make the events of the first half of the previous century still relevant today, at least for the purposes of political expediency and endless amounts of fundraising. And having lost Dumnyanyuk as the villain of the century, Israel's mouthpieces are now going after another gentleman up in Canada, Vladimir Katryuk, and he's a beekeeper. He sells honey to make his living. He keeps bees. That's it. Now, he has already been accused of being a Nazi war criminal before, like Dumnyanyuk, and exonerated. But, you know, from Israel's point of view, the accusation that one took part in the Holocaust is so serious that even innocence can never be allowed to be a defense. And so they're coming after this guy again because they just need another, they need another living blood sacrifice on their altar of the Orthodox story of the Holocaust. And they're going to go after this guy now. Now, what they're saying he did was that he sat in front of the ovens with a machine gun, and as people tried to run out, he gunned them down. There's, again, there's no proof it ever even happened. But they're going to go after this guy, and they're going to wreck his life the way they did Dumnyanyuk. And they're going to drag him across the world, and they're going to nail him up on the wall so they can go around saying, see, Nazi war criminals, give me money. Nazi war, Holocaust, give us political expediency. Israel's got to be allowed to evade the rules that all other nations abide by because of that 91-year-old beekeeper. He's proof that there is evil in the world. Ooh, we've got to save the world from beekeepers. Like colony collapse disorder isn't already doing that. He's got killer bees. That proves he's a terrorist. And all it really proves, of course, is that Israel and its minions are hopelessly trapped living in the past. Because they can't live in the 21st century where there isn't an evil enemy they can wave at people for money and sympathy. The hard reality is that Israel has lost the sympathy of the world by the way it has acted toward the Palestinians. Now you've got Netanyahu talking about the new nationalism. We've heard that word before. Back in Germany, guy with the Charlie Chaplin mustache. Talking about nationalism. Now then, 60 Minutes, that sometimes does really good work and sometimes basically carries the propaganda of the United States of America, is in hot water. Back on April 22nd, Bob Simon and 60 Minutes did a show regarding the exodus of Palestinian Christians from the so-called Holy Lands, and basically said the reason the Christians are having to leave the Holy Lands is because of this 45-year-old illegal Israeli occupation. And so now, of course, all of Israel's minions in the media around here, they're attacking 60 Minutes for telling the truth, just like they're doing at the universities. We don't care if it's true. You can't say it. Never say anything that makes us look bad, no matter how bad we act. So you've got all these Israel firsters are just going on the attack against CBS, and they've orchestrated a letter-writing campaign to try and get 60 Minutes off the air. They want to send an object lesson to the American media. Don't you dare break ranks now. We will destroy anybody who speaks against Israel. After all that money they've been paying to the American media to always tell the news in a way that favors Israel, now they're looking at a mutiny. So anyway, there's a link at whatreallyhappened.com called Thank You 60 Minutes, where you can go and sign a petition saying that you support 60 Minutes' right to tell the truth about Israel, because that's what the First Amendment is supposed to be there. It doesn't say the freedom of speech will not be abridged, except in the case of Israel, in which case, shut the heck up. That's not in there. And if CBS wants to regain some of that audience it has been losing to us over here at the alternative media, they need to go on telling the truth about what's going on in the world. I mean, the reality is, I'm not going to speak for anybody else in the alternative media, but the only reason I'm here is because when Vince Foster got murdered and I tried to take the story over to the corporate media, if they had done their job, if they had told the truth and said there is evidence that Vince Foster was murdered, there is hardcore evidence ironclad in the FBI's own paperwork that they were fraudulently manufacturing the testimony regarding the gun found with the body, if the corporate media had told the truth all the way back then, I would have never done this website. I never would have become a talk show radio host. I'd still be doing visual effects on a TV show someplace and having a lot of fun. And if the corporate media decides they're going to go back to doing the job they claim to be doing as a watchdog on government abuse, and if they want to start telling the truth again, I'll shut this whole thing down, format the high drives, and spend the rest of my life being roadie for Claire's Music. But until they're going to tell the truth, we're going to be out here giving them what for. And what that means is, on those occasions when they do actually dare to have the courage to tell the truth about what's going on, we have to support them. So go on over to whatreallyhappened.com, look for that link, Thank You 60 Minutes, click on it and add your name and your information to that list here, because we've got to stand up. When the corporate media actually stands up to tell the truth, we've got to stand with them. Israel is trying to prove they will control everything you see, hear, read, and think on the college campuses, in the media, in the state houses. When I was a kid, and I remember I was telling a story about being brainwashed to beware of commies subverting our nation, we were looking in the wrong direction. The communists were never subverting the nation. Certainly not compared to AIPAC. There's the subversives. There's the group that is undermining the constitutional republic we used to be and trying to basically turn the United States of America into another Israel, where the government controls everything that you see, hear, and read. We're all taught to believe that the world hates us and we have to go out and nuke them before they nuke us. So anyway, for this one time, 60 Minutes has done good. We need to show our support for them. Now, rather interesting little situation involving the corporate media, and this is not 60 Minutes and it's not CBS, it's CNN. There was a story that broke earlier today that a three-year-long investigation by the Senate Intelligence Committee found there is no evidence that harsh interrogation produced any kind of usable information for anti-terrorism. What it did is it produced confessions. And it produced a lot of false alarms where the media would say, oh, there's a terror attack plan, code red, code green, code puce, code teal, whatever the color code is. And then, of course, nothing ever happened. And it turned out they'd simply tortured some guy into saying, yes, yes, we're going to blow up the Washington Monument. And it didn't happen. And as soon as that report about the Senate Intelligence Committee came out, the CIA spokesman is already over on CNN saying, oh, yeah, we got lots of good information. You know, waterboarding these people. We got lots of really good, useful information. Oh, what did you get? Well, I can't tell you that. It's classified. You just have to trust us. By the way, Khalid Sheikh Mohammed, who is being held aloft as the mastermind behind the 9/11 attacks, is claimed to be such purely on the basis of a confession extracted after being waterboarded 138 times. I will tell you right now, all of my listeners, if you were waterboarded 138 times, they could get you to confess to personally nailing Jesus to the cross. That's all these torture techniques are good for, is getting a politically expedient confession. And then waving it around saying, yeah, they're guilty. They confessed. Honest. Even the Magna Carta said that confessions extracted under torture are meaningless. Our government, in its zeal to declare holy jihad against the Muslim Empire, has taken us back to the 12th century in terms of our legal jurisprudence. I wonder when burning the heretics in the town square is going to start. Maybe as soon as they can remember how to operate a Bic lighter, I guess. All righty, let's see. Moving right along. Phone lines are open, and let me make sure we... Yes, links are working here. Now, as I mentioned earlier in the show in passing about this whole thing, Kim Kardashian, somebody put up an article, and I've talked about this before. You know, all these media personalities who are waved around, and they're very pretty to look at, and they're wearing all the stuff that the advertisers want you to buy, basically their entire claim to fame. And somebody wrote an article saying, where did all the accomplished people go? And the tagline on it was, we used to revere scientists. Now we worship Kim Kardashian. Why? And my answer is, yeah, I understand why very easily. The reason we worship the beautiful people and ignore the accomplished is that corporate media sells us the idea that we can be the beautiful people as long as we spend enough money pouring stuff all over our bodies, toxic sludge in most cases. And then in our imaginations, we are now the beautiful people. And we go out to the disco and we do our little dancing thing and, yeah, you know, dance under the lights. And we imagine we are those people and we feel good about ourselves. If our culture, if our media culture was idolizing scientists to the same extent, there'd be a lot of frustrated Americans, because you can't go to the store and buy a bottle of something to pour on your head that makes you smarter or makes you more dedicated or makes you a PhD in physics or engineering. That takes work. That takes years of dedication. Most Americans don't want to wait. They want to be whatever the social ideal is in 30 or 60 minutes less time for commercials. And advertising teaches us to value purchasable esteem, which leads to profits for corporations, while trivializing all other human qualities that cannot be bottled, branded, and marketed. Most of us are being raised by parents. Actually, I got to take a break here for commercials. And when we come back, I'm going to share a little insight about this repeating cycle of insecurity that is exploited to loot you of your wealth. We'll be right back.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, the government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper. Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offeror can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
Herbal Healer Academy's new summer specials. Our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Organic liquid iodine, liquid cal, meg, vitamin D, CoQ10 with hawthorn, colon enhancer, super 2, natural laxative, our exceptional product, Connexin, memory power, and super male and femplex. All on sale for the summer at herbalhealer.com. Also, 10% off on the HHA survival course. This is an important time to have this information. Might save your life. Nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education. herbalhealer.com. Free online newsletter. Quality natural medicine supplier since 1988. We ship the same day you place your order. Free 128-page catalog with your first order. Go to herbalhealer.com today. herbalhealer.com.
As many of you know, natural supplements are fantastic for your body and have zero side effects. You need to restore your body's natural balance. Theravim strives to carry only the highest quality dietary supplements and natural vitamins that can be beneficial in helping your body recover from the impact of daily stress, allergens, illness, environmental pollution, and the aging process. Why buy from Theravim? Simple. Theravim provides a rewards program. Earn $1 for every $10 spent, free health consultations, free shipping on all orders, and an additional 10% discount on every order when you mention the coupon code RBN. Call 866-647-4372. That's 866-647-4372, or go to teravim.com. That's TERRAVIM.com. Teravim, the best supplements on earth.
What this country is coming to, I sure would like to know. If they don't do something, by and by, the rich will live and the poor will die. Doggone, I mean the panic is on. Can't get no way, can't draw no pay.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. We're talking about this whole media focus on the Kim Kardashians of the world and the Paris Hiltons of the world and that whole situation, and why is our cultural media so focused on promoting these individuals who do nothing but decorate themselves, while basically continuing to marginalize and trivialize people who actually know how to do stuff. And it has to do with the marketing of products. We are all raised, usually, unless there's been a tragedy early in life, we're all raised by two parents who very often want their children to succeed where their own lives have quite possibly failed to come up to expectations. And because of that 2-to-1 ratio, where you've got two parents trying to relive their own childhoods and their youths through you, most people grow up with a great deal of insecurity. Am I everything I should have been? Am I everything I could have been? And TV is constantly saying, no, you're not. You are not what you could be, but you can be. If you'll spray your body with this stuff and rub this other stuff in your hair and blue mud in your navel and wear the latest fashions and be it and be with it. And because you can go to the store and buy the stuff and put it on and immediately feel like you have accomplished something to improve yourself, it gets very addictive. So that's kind of what's going on. And the corporate media, they know where their advertising revenues are coming from. They're coming from companies that want to sell you stuff. that you will buy the latest car, the latest shoes, the latest gizmo and gadget, so that you can immediately feel that you are somehow a better human being, even though you may not be. And those qualities of human life that take time and effort on your part to develop, that cannot be bottled and sold, well, they can't be important. They'll distract from this commerce of cosmetics and fashion and gizmos and gadgets and decoration, gratuitous adornment, purchasable esteem, that forms such a major part of our consumer economy. And that's why in the pop culture, you see the decorated, beautiful people being accorded such a high status, even though they haven't actually done much of anything. And everything that they do vanishes as quickly as the fashion does. And those people within our society who are building and designing better electronics, better energy sources, but all of that stuff, they're given token notice over on the science and education channels to remind ourselves that we are, after all, supposed to be an accomplished people. But they don't get the media coverage that, again, the Kim Kardashians do. By the way, as part of her desperate attempt to keep her name in the front of the media, apparently Kim What's-Her-Name is now denying that nude photos that look just like her aren't really her. Kim, I don't care. Kindly go away. I'd rather spend time talking with Stephen Hawking. All right, we're going to go to the phones. Chris in California. Aloha, Chris. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind? Chris, Hello. Are you there? There we go.
Yes. Long-time listener, first-time caller. Just wanted to, I heard something on another show the other night that blew me away because I actually used to live in one of these towns, and I figured you'd be the guy to ask. They were saying that some of the first Zionist conferences around the turn of the last century, that at first they had picked Uganda, and then they had wanted Galveston, Texas, as the Zionist homeland. I was wondering if you knew anything about that, if you could confirm it or deny it.
There were a lot of different ideas proposed for a Jewish homeland, not always from the Zionists themselves. Basically, it was an idea of, okay, if we give them their own piece of land, they'll leave the rest of everybody else alone. And contrary to this story of a planned extermination, Nazi Germany was actually working with the Zionist leaders within Germany and seriously proposed Madagascar be turned into the Jewish homeland because it was a large piece of land. It's, you know, a very fertile area. You can do a lot of farming on it. It's very large, and it's surrounded by water, which would satisfy the idea of, you know, a defensible position. And I think just from the strategic idea of a homeland that's going to be relatively free from interference, Madagascar had a lot of stuff going for it. But the Zionist leaders said, no, must be Palestine, must be the Israel described in the Bible from the Nile to the Euphrates, yada, 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 yada. And that's kind of where they are right now. As far as the other suggestions of Zionist homelands, you know, at some point, everybody looks around and says, "Ah, oh, that looks nice. Let's have our Zionist homeland there." But
all right, thanks,
there's
Mike.
There's actually a Zionist homeland that was set up in Russia, over by Siberia. Nobody ever talks about it anymore. That, you know, they've had this little, you know, Zionist enclave over there for quite a long time, and it's out of the way, and they don't annoy anybody, and everybody lives in peace. All right, thanks an awful lot. We're going to switch to Fred in New York. Aloha, Fred. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Oh, thank you for taking my call, Mike. Yeah, Grand Island, New York, was supposed to be the Zionist homeland back in the 1800s. That's a small island between the United States and Canada. Just for a bit of history, I read about that some years ago. But the reason I called is I live in New York, and there's an assistant basketball coach called Bernie Fine, and he was accused of sexually abusing players years ago. And there was an investigation, and he was let go by Syracuse University. And who do you think who picks him up as to be their coach of the basketball team?
I would not know.
Israel. I am not making this up. This guy was just like, you know, the situation happened in Penn State, but it was kept under wraps. But I would touch this guy with a 10-foot pole. Why would Israel pick up this guy until we have a complete and full investigation and find out if this guy is even true or allegations are true?
Alan Dershowitz just got that Orthodox rabbi off the hook for that sexual molestation scandal. We got to take a break here. Thanks for the call, Fred. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
aerial spraying, chemtrails, the modified atmosphere, heavy metals and pesticides, carcinogens and chemical fibers all falling from the sky. You have a choice to keep your body clean. Detoxify with microplant powder from hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. It's odorless and tasteless and used in any liquid or food. Protect your family now with microplant powder. Cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, and toxins. Order it now for daily intake and stock it now for long-term storage. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Welcome to the What Really Happened radio show. Visit us online at whatreallyhappened.com. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And I want to talk about this story about the Secret Service scandals. I know we all have this image of the Secret Service and how dedicated they are and how professional they are and trained they are from all these endless movies and that we've seen here. But the reality is turning out to be very, very different. And I was already aware of this because many, many, many years ago during the Clinton administration, when I was down in Australia trying to find work on a movie down there, I met somebody who had been accosted by the Secret Service during a royal visit down there, and basically said the Secret Service they were just basically bullies. And they shoved people around. They loved throwing their weight around, and really were not very credible representatives of the public face of the United States of America. So now we have all these scandals brewing. We have this prostitution and drug and possibly underage scandal down in Colombia. Now we have the scandal where apparently some embassy personnel and some Marines threw these prostitutes out of an embassy car and injured them. Getting back down to the Colombian strip club, the club owner says the Secret Service actually hurt some of the girls. I'm gonna paraphrase Ron White, you got to be a real manly man to prove how studly you are by slapping around a stripper. And, you know, I'm an old-fashioned male chauvinist pig, and I don't care if they're strippers and prostitutes. They are women. And us male chauvinist pigs believe you treat women with a certain amount of respect and decorum. You hold the doors open for them. You hold umbrellas over them. You pick up the checks at the meals. And you act nice and polite. And you don't care what it is they do for a living. That's us old-style male chauvinist pigs. And now we have the Secret Service. I don't know. I guess maybe they're going along with the feminist ideal. Yeah, slap them around. Doesn't matter. As Ron White says, yeah, you got to be a real manly man to act like that. Do you guys in the Secret Service, I know you call it the Secret Service, you're not very secret. You're all over the media right now. Do you not understand that your job is not just to protect the crook in chief, but you are part of the public face of the United States of America? Wherever the president goes, he's being looked at and watched, and so are you. You are part of the image of the United States of America, and you're not really projecting a very good image at all. Meanwhile, Michelle Obama's trip to Spain, presumably with a Secret Service protective detail in tow, cost taxpayers $467,000, not including the crumpled singles tucked into the waistband of the strippers. Now, would somebody tell me what official function Michelle Obama served going to Spain? What negotiations she carried out? What treaty she may have offered to sign? What did Michelle Obama do in Spain that was worth that level of money to the American taxpayers? That's what I want to know here. Now, we're here at the end of April. We're coming up on the 1st of May, and there is a big push for what is being called the Occupy May Day. And I'm a little wondering who set this thing up, because as you're probably aware, May Day was a big holiday over in the old former Soviet Union. And we just know that every protest that is going to be out there on the 1st of May is going to be branded instantly as commies and socialists and all this other stuff by the corporate media. And I think the Occupy movement may have stepped into a big old bear trap with this one. On the other hand, other cultures do have May Day festivals, spring festivals, and so forth and so on, so maybe it won't be that bad. But we definitely do need to get out there in the streets. We definitely need to be standing outside the People's Congressional Building, the People's White House, the People's Banks and Wall Street, and glare across those little barbed wire fences and say, you have done enough damage. Kindly do the decent thing and abdicate. They won't, but it's time for us to be telling them to do so. Let's see. Somebody wrote an interesting article, Syria, Waco, Occupy in Los Angeles, basically pointing out that the U.S. government is holding Syria to standards of behavior with their domestic populations that the United States itself has demonstrably rejected. And again, going back to that church in Waco, Texas, that church full of women and children that was gassed to death with a poison gas that's illegal to use on enemy troops. And it is the height of hypocrisy to be saying we're going to invade Syria because they're shooting at people we hired to shoot at them. At the same time, they keep saying, ah, those women and children in that church, they had it coming. They deserved it. They don't worship the way we do. Now, over in Beaumont, a police officer, remember we were talking the other day about accountability because of that new law in Connecticut, that if the cops arrest you and violate your First Amendment rights, they personally have to pay the resulting settlement in a lawsuit action. Not the state, not the taxpayer, the cop himself. You get a $10 million judgment on this violation of your First Amendment, that cop is on the hook for the $10 million. And I think that's an excellent step, because we have to make the police officers personally accountable for violating the law. That badge and gun does not give them immunity from the law itself. We expect the police to not only enforce the law, but to lead by example and obey it. So anyway, over in Beaumont, police officers have been indicted on assault charges after he blinded a woman with his pepper spray. Now, we're not talking about the little tiny can of pressurized pepper spray that they spray into the eyes of anybody who's talking about the Palestinian villages that have been erased or something like that. This officer used a special type of pepper spray dispenser that has a gunpowder charge that hurls the pepper spray and the casing that's holding it something like 16 feet. It's meant to be used at long range. And he fired it from just 10 inches away into her face and destroyed her eyes. This woman has been blinded. And I know there are people already saying, well, she must have been doing something wrong. The cop wouldn't have bothered her if she wasn't out there. You know, apparently he'd pulled her over for suspicion of drunken driving. We don't know if she was or if he was just out trying to fill his ticket quota or what the deal was. But he fired a gunpowder-propelled pepper spray charge into her face from 10 inches away that is meant to be used at distances of 10 to 16 feet. And he blinded her. And yes, he should be charged and convicted on assault. He should go to jail. You don't blind people for something like being unhappy that they were pulled over. That's terrorism. When they're trying to send out the message, yeah, you do what the cops tell you to do. Even if the cop is wrong, you do what he says or he's going to permanently blind you and disfigure you. That's terrorism here. Meanwhile, down in San Diego, the courts are allowing to move forward a lawsuit by the widow of an active duty Marine, veteran of the Iraq War. Group of California Highway Patrol officers shot him 37 times after pinning his car at the side of the freeway. Little bit of overkill there. We expect, we demand the police force to deal with criminals with reasonable restraint. And we know the cops avoid the dangerous criminals. That's the reason they encrypt their police radios now. Because back when the police used to broadcast in the clear and we all had scanners and we would sit up there and we would hear the cops saying, oh, do you think the guy with the gun is still in there? Yeah, well, I'm not going to go in until we know he's gone. Yeah, but he's raping and murdering people. Well, better them than us. The police tried to say, oh, we have to encrypt our radios because, you know, we don't want the crooks to know that we're coming. Oh, really? Then why did you turn on the sirens? They encrypted the radios because they were engaging in racial slurs, and they were basically talking amongst themselves about, yeah, we're going to let the crime finish and the criminal go because we don't want to risk ourselves. And yet people who are doing really mild things like traffic infractions, or even people who've got a dog and the cops are at the wrong house and they're shooting these people, tasing them. Remember the guy fell down, 60-year-old guy fell down his stairs. Paramedics called the cops because he made a joke about killing himself. And the cop came over to take this guy to the hospital for a forced mental evaluation, and when the guy wouldn't go, tasered him. Heart condition, 60-year-old man, and the cop tasered him. It's completely inappropriate. If you want to use that kind of violent force, go after the violent criminals. Go after the drug dealers. And leave 60-year-old men who fell down the stairs alone. Meanwhile, somebody wrote a very insightful article, and they're absolutely right. The private prison corporations are basically this age's version of the slave traders. Through a contrivance of the law, these prisoners have become chattel property. And of course, it was a contrivance of the law that allowed people to be sold into slavery in ancient Rome and medieval Europe. So now we're back in the same thing. Oh, you have violated the most royal commandment of His Excellency, the Highness of Highnessnessness. Therefore, we are selling you into slavery. And the prisons are basically just moving the bodies around to accomplish whatever tasks they need. Slavery has come back to the United States of America. Whether you call it prison labor or not, it is identical to what Germany was doing in their slave labor camps. Now, somebody just sent me a story. Apparently, the Australian Broadcasting Company just launched a major league piece of propaganda to try and bolster one more time the idea that the world is getting warmer, and anybody who says it isn't, and anybody who wants to fight the carbon tax and the Global Environmental Authority is the spawn of Satan. And setting aside the moment that the only data showing the world is getting warmer has been confirmed time and again to be fudged and adjusted, and that our own senses looking out the doors and windows of our homes are saying, we're not getting warmer, we're getting colder. I want to call attention to this other story we put up at whatreallyhappened.com that said, why are these fraudulent papers unretracted? Now, according to Science Times, which is the Tuesday science section of the New York Times, scientific retractions of peer-reviewed paper are on the rise because the scientific establishment in the United States of America has been corrupted. by politics and by money, it's created this sort of winner-take-all game where scientists are incentivized to come to conclusions, cut corners to just get to the desired outcome as quickly as possible. And they're getting caught with this misconduct. The problem is, even though the individual scientist will be sacrificed to the legal system to protect the corporate corruptors, their work continues to be left in the scientific literature and cited as authoritative source, thereby contaminating future research. A couple of examples here. Richard Borison, former psychiatry chief at the Augusta Veterans Affairs Medical Center and Medical College of Georgia, was sentenced to 15 years in prison for a $10 million clinical trial fraud. But one of the papers that came out of that fraudulent clinical trial, his 1996 U.S. Seroquel study group research, is still out there in the literature. It's cited in 173 other works and medical textbooks, continuing to mislead future medical professionals about whether or not Seroquel is cool to use or not. Now, there's another guy, Scott Rubin, MD, who's been called the Bernie Madoff of medicine, published research on clinical trials that were never carried out, just wrote up the results and said, here, there's what your results. Now, he was thrown in jail for 6 months in prison for the fraud, very, very light sentence. But his so-called research, the papers he wrote on painkillers like Celebrex and Lyrica, is still out there, even though it's known he just made the stuff up out of his own head. If going to prison for research fraud is not grounds enough to retract these studies, which the big pharmaceutical companies are continuing to use to sell this stuff to you, you know, what is? Wayne McFadden, MD, resigned as U.S. Medical Director for Seroquel in 2006 after some sexual harassment issues with coworkers. But the related work was part of Seroquel's FDA approval package for bipolar disorder. Seroquel seems to be one of these that is in the approved for usage on the basis of multiple fraud. The program director, the other guy who $10 million fraud, and he's in prison. Now, here's a good one, and you got to pay attention to this. There are 50 ghost-written scientific papers about hormone therapy that were written by Pfizer's marketing firm and then run in medical journals, according to unsealed court documents on the University of California, San Francisco's Drug Industry Document Archive. The papers claimed no link between hormone therapy and breast cancer and false cardiac and cognitive benefits, and were ghostwritten by marketing professionals, not doctors. In other words, these articles were being put in the medical literature. They were not written by doctors. They were not based on research. They were sales pitches written by marketing people, and they have never been retracted. That is how corrupted our current scientific and medical establishment has become. Pfizer Park Davis put 13 ghostwritten articles in medical journals promoting Neurontin for off-label uses. My wife was a victim of this stuff. Only the Cochrane database, systemic reviews, and protocols has retracted the articles. Every other journal archive that carried the article still has them in there. And off-label uses for drugs have to be approved by the FDA. Now, it's not just a problem with big pharmaceutical. The Journal of the American Medical Association was forced to print a correction in 2008 regarding an article arguing for higher recommended dietary allowance of protein, because it turned out the article was written by industry advocates. Basically, the authors of the article were receiving money from Cattlemen's Association, dairy industry, to promote eating more meat and eggs. But even though the Journal of the American Medical Association has printed a correction, they've never retracted the article. It's still in the archives. It's still in their computer searchable records. And now, of course, we come back to this whole situation with ClimateGate and the carbon Nazis, where they've been buying scientists to simply say, yeah, we've got money for anybody who will prove carbon dioxide is leading to catastrophic global warming. And the scientist is saying, yeah, give me a couple of hundred thousand dollars. I'll give you a nice scientific article. and the integrity is gone from the system. And the reason is very simply, we forgot that what we're supposed to trust is scientific method. And we were convinced by the corporate media that we should trust individual scientists. And that's a mistake, because individual scientists are still human beings. And they're no more trustworthy than individual clergy, individual lawyers, individual politicians. The very existence of scientific method is an admission up front that individual scientists cannot and should not be trusted. Scientific method is what keeps you out of trouble. Not trusting an authority figure. Unfortunately, our entire culture, our entire society, corporate media is all about trusting an authority figure. Don't think for yourselves. Don't ask questions. Don't go out and look on the internet for alternative versions. Trust the really cute babe in the low-cut top on the talking news show, or the guy in the very expensive suit at the podium, or the guy in the priestly robes, or even better, the guy in the white laboratory coat. You can trust those to tell you what you should know and what you should think and what you should believe. Don't find out for yourself. Horror of horrors, the last thing we need is another Thomas Edison in the back room gumming up the works. Now, as you're probably aware, over in California, there's been a discovery of mad cow disease. Now, the cow in which it was discovered had been euthanized after it started showing symptoms. And even after they euthanized it, they didn't deliberately send it out for testing to see what was wrong. It would just happen to get caught up in the one out of every 100 cows must be tested rule that's been in place since the Bush administration. So it was merely a stroke of luck that a cow showing the symptoms of mad cow got tested for mad cow. And if he'd been like one cow carcass ahead or afterwards, they would have missed him completely. But the Beef Cattle Association say, oh, no, the testing is adequate. We're fine. It's just the one. It's just trust us. It's only just the one. That's nonsense. Cows in those big commercial factories are fed parts from other dead cows. And that's how this mad cow disease gets passed from cow to cow to cow to cow to person to human. This can infect human beings. Every cow in California ought to be tested right now. But we're going to go down and worry about that dolphin swimming in the water off of Huntington Beach right now. It's all about the money junkies' influence. We don't want to test the cows. We don't want to know they've got mad cow because then we can't sell them. Now, this gets me back to the issue of vaccines and autism. And we have been seeing this horrible battle for years. I've got a good friend here on Oahu by the name of Don King, and he's a cinematographer. He worked for us a lot on Lost. He worked on this wonderful documentary called Riding Giants. If you're into surfing movies, this is the one you got to go see. It's just amazing footage. And he's a really nice guy, and he has a son who's autistic. And he produced a documentary called Fortunate Son. And so we've been paying close attention to this whole thing about autism and vaccines. And there's a great deal of research that says these mercury-based preservatives inside vaccines cause autism. And there was research moving forward to develop a scientific case from which a massive lawsuit was going to be launched at all the vaccine manufacturers. Then the government adds a rider to the bill that created the Department of Homeland Security. There's a little provision in this area. Oh, by the way, you cannot sue vaccine manufacturers. Vaccine manufacturers are considered essential in the fight against biological terrorism. Therefore, they cannot be encumbered by silly little things like human safety. And so the research into the link between thimerosal and vaccinations and autism was simply dropped because there was no point in moving forward with a lawsuit that would be thrown out of court immediately. And then the government turns around and says, we have checked for ourselves and we are convinced vaccinations are completely safe. We wouldn't lie to you. We're the government. Well, maybe. Because there was a study done at the University of Pittsburgh where they took some infant monkeys that were perfectly healthy and gave them the standard doses of the vaccines officially recommended for all children by the Centers for Disease Control and the American Academy of Pediatrics. Let me repeat that one more time. The American Academy of Pediatrics. And these infant monkeys started developing autism symptoms. So they've done a test with monkeys. They've shot them full of all of these vaccines that you are being told to inject into your children, a tremendous profitability to the pharmaceutical companies, and the monkeys are developing autism. Your children, our children, are being sacrificed for corporate profits, just like our children are about to be condemned to starvation in order to guarantee profits to the military-industrial complex. How much worse does it have to get before you understand the true nature of the government and business community under which you slave? I understand two adults in a ring beating each other to a pulp. But when you have people in three-piece suits gladly sacrificing the health of children for another few little coins to rub together in their greedy little fingers, the time has come to say, this must stop. Our politicians and our business leaders love to always, oh, it's for the children, it's for the children. Well, this is where the rubber is going to meet the road or not. When you are pouring vaccines into our children that are harming them, when you are telling our children they must go hungry so that the United States military can have another bomb, that's a seriously screwed up society with very sick priorities. We have reached the end of the United States of America as we have known it, and it is time for change. The only question is whether that change will be peaceful or violent. I vote peaceful. Unfortunately, the U.S. government is preparing for violent. Because no amount of other people's blood is too great a sacrifice for the money junkies to hold on to their wealth. Final note here, over in Switzerland, there was a woman there who got caught up in this Austrian documentary about an Indian guru who claimed to have lived for 70 years on nothing other than sunlight. And so this woman said, I will do exactly the same thing, and she starved to death. There's a seeker born every minute. We file this one under yet another religious delusion. Yeah, we believe this Indian guru has lived for 70 years on nothing but sunlight. It's all fakery and fraud. It's all snake oil salesmen. It's all con artists. We're living in an age of lies ruled by deception and fraud and hoaxes. Everybody does it. Ramses did it to his own people about the Hittites. Napoleon lied to the French people about Egypt. Johnson lied to us all about torpedoes in the Gulf of Tonkin. Goes on and on and on. The way to find truth is your own brain, your own mind. Scientific method, not scientists. Don't trust authority figures. Don't trust any of them. Not even me. I make mistakes. I can get used and lied to. I can be tricked. Trust yourself. Trust your own good sense. And on that thought, have a really great weekend. We will be back here on Monday on the Republic Broadcasting Network, which still needs your help. Please chip in all that you can to help them out. And Aloha, America.